all spiritual beings. Hi, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I went to the gospel with him.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate this, what you guys are doing. I can tell there's no strings attached, which makes it beautiful. You know, I'm sure the Lord appreciates it, and I appreciate it as well.
So. Well, he calls us to go and preach the gospel. Do you believe on Christ?
I do.
Do you claim to be born again?
He
explained the gospel to you. By the shed blood of Jesus, we must come. His resurrection assures that death will be defeated for us, and through repentance, losing our life and everything, that means the culture, the churches, pride, vanity, everything you see around you, are you willing to lose that? And when God sees someone that he's willing to obey, he gives them the Holy Spirit. And then there's no doubt. It's like when you get married. There's no doubt you're married. You remember when it happened. You're living it every day. You ask somebody who's married, they never go, you know, I'm not sure I'm married. They go, yes, I am. There's my wife. There's my husband. Been doing it for 5 years. Mm-hmm. So do you claim to be born again?
Good question. I actually don't feel like I'm in this position to fully say that. I would like to.
Are you a churchgoer?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. That's good. Stay away from the churches because they're a big business,
yeah.
And they're full of a bunch of false traditions.
Name anyone.
Catholic, yeah. Evangelical, non-denoms, yeah. Jehovah's Witness, Mormons. We don't belong to any one group of those.
I don't need the church to connect with the Lord.
No, I mean, if you know some godly people that are striving for the kingdom of God, it's great. That is the body of Christ, but you don't go just for fellowship. You go for Christ, and then he adds people to his body, and then they find communion. Like, we know a small group of people that we have fellowship with. We can't fellowship with the denominational systems. They keep a bunch of false ways. They're worldly and they're carnal.
I agree with that.
So I have a question. So this isn't the first time you've heard the gospel, is it?
No.
Okay. So what's keeping you? You're a young man. What are you, like 30?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pretty good guess.
34. But
what's keeping you? Cost too great?
Sin.
Sin.
In all honesty.
Yeah. I'm glad. Appreciate your honesty.
Not proud of it. Not proud of it one bit. But yeah, honesty is what you're going to get from me. Yes, sir.
So let's look at the reality of it. People always think about, you know, I have a brother that says, he's close to your age. He's like 28. He always says, people say, oh, what's the cost to following Jesus? You know, the cost is, you know,
making sacrifices.
Well, yeah, you're going to lose your life. You got to come out of the culture. Let's say you had a girlfriend and you want to serve God and she doesn't. You were hoping to marry her and that marriage is gone because she doesn't want to serve God. But he always says this to people. What's the cost to not serve Christ?
None, yeah.
Well, there is a great cost.
Is there? If you don't
serve Christ when you die, what's going to happen to you?
You're going to hell, you know that?
That's the cost.
Not much, yeah.
That's the cost.
Oh, that's what
so, you know. And what we always tell people is, ready? Everything that God asks you to give up, you're going to have to give it up anyway when you die, which could be next week or in 35 years. You're going to have to give it up anyway. So it's just like a delay. People hold on to it, thinking I'm going to enjoy it more, but they put their soul in peril and at risk. And the beautiful thing about the gospel is, you know what it does? I want to encourage you. If you truly set your heart and your mind on Christ, it changes your desires. Now, you still have a flesh man to battle, but the spirit man rises up and your desires change, and you want to do this rather than like what happened on Sunday with the Super Bowl. I used to be into all that stuff. You want to serve the kingdom of God, which is eternal because of what Christ did, versus feed my flesh, which is temporal.
These words that you're saying, they resound deeply because I am in the process already.
Maybe we came just for you today.
Thank you, sir. Well, everything does happen for a reason. That's why I'm here with you.
Do you live in this area?
Not necessarily. Okay. I live in Cocoa.
Oh, Cocoa, okay. Yes, and so, yeah, I mean, if you're interested in Bible study, I have young brothers your age. I would love to Bible study with you. I'd love to Bible study with you. Our website, don'tperish.com, for free. We don't want people's money. We want you to open the Word of God and conform your life.
Let's email you guys.
Yeah, Gmail us. Don'tperish@outlook.com. And open the Holy Scriptures. Test your life and then see what has to go. You got to lose your whole life.
That's right.
Like, if you go to get married, no woman you're going to marry is going to go, yeah, I'll marry you, but I'm going to keep this part of my life just separate from me. You're going to go, it doesn't work that way, does it?
Yeah, right.
God wants every part of us. And so a lot of people wanted, that's what church is about. They go to church on Sunday, they give God a little scrap for 2 hours, and I got the rest of my life all week to live as I want. That's having two masters. Jesus said you can't have that.
Right.
So you got to come to that place where you totally surrender yourself and say, he died for me. He shed his blood. What a glorious Savior. So merciful. He's let you live 35 years without killing you as you live in sin. He let me live
He's blessed me so much. You have no idea.
He let me live 45 years, and my wife lived 39 years before and without killing us as we lived in our sin. And he's so gracious and merciful. So now what will we do? What will we do? Will we serve him? Will we lift up his name? Will we go against the culture? Will we stand against everything? Will we lose our family, friends, maybe our careers? My brothers have lost their careers. I lost my career because many things we do in this world just aren't consistent with God's truth.
I like that. Yeah. And I agree with you 100%. There are more changes I should be making in my life, and I'm willing to make them.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I got to be real with myself. It's a working process. I'm not setting myself for excuses, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And I don't know, some people it's a lot easier for them to just say, I don't know.
Jesus said today's the day of salvation, and the men dropped their nets and followed him. So I have a question. You're working on it. So that means if you keep and you're staying in any sin, you're sinning against God. You're like helping drive the nails and spikes in his hands. When you say, I'm working on it, what sin can't you drop today?
That's right. I mean,
what sin can't you turn from today? Well, why can't you turn your whole life over to Christ today, and then the Spirit, the Word, and maybe some brothers help you to get your life fully conformed?
Because there's a little bit of like trickery in the mind. You know how the mind plays games?
Oh, yeah,
you know
the carnal
about?
Mind. It's
exactly.
An enmity with God.
That's right.
See, don't let that deceive you, because don't think, because God, I want to leave my sin someday, I'm good before God. Actually, if you die today, you're going to suffer the wrath.
No, I know that.
Okay. You do know that.
I do know
okay.
that.
Okay. So you're toying with your soul. You're quite a gambler. Some people put $1 million up for, football games. You're really gambling because you're gambling your eternal soul. Elon Musk gambles billions in businesses. You're gambling your eternal soul.
You're right.
Wow. I don't want to be that.
No, it's cool.
I don't want to be that.
That's cool. What? But I don't feel ashamed, to be honest with you, because I feel like I'm going through my journey, and I'm cleaning a lot of things up. Let me tell you, I'm being honest with you, and I mean it's not about being honest with you; it's about being honest with myself. At the end of the day, being honest with myself, there's a lot of things I've been cleaning up, and
Say clearing up, does that mean repenting of sin?
No, it's clearing up of my habits of sin. Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Not repenting. Yeah.
Well, repentance is turning from sin.
Okay.
Knowing it's sin and repenting and turning away from it.
I'm saying changing my behavior and staying away.
See, here's the thing you got to understand. The standard. How many sins did it take for Adam and Eve to get put out of the garden?
It's one, right?
And in Acts 5, God killed a husband and a wife over one sin after Jesus was resurrected and grace had come. Yeah. So you got to look at your life and go, whatever sin, I don't care if I got 50. If I leave 37 of them and I'm holding on to 13, those are a weight that are going to bury you in judgment. You ever been in court? A righteous judge?
I used to work for the court.
Okay, so you go up, how many people are going to go up before a righteous judge and he goes, well, let's see. We got 5 offenses here on you. What say you about them? And you go, well, judge, 3 of those I think I'll stop. The other 2 I'm going to just keep doing. What's that righteous judge going to say to you? You think he's going to go, wow, you're going to leave 3? Hey, everybody, let's buy him pizza and have a party. He's going to go, you don't understand the law. Leave all 5 or you're going to jail for a year.
That's right.
And so you really are, I love you, you're gambling with your soul by kind of taking it lackadaisical. Christ died and he makes a way for you to open. You should flee sin and run to it and shed all of it and not take it
100%.
So lackadaisical.
100%. There's 0 or 100.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see your point.
Oh, absolutely. It's what the Bible teaches. Today's the day of salvation. And as we live in sin, we're just trampling his blood. Just picture his blood, and we're just walking through it. We're just having a good old time in this world. Yeah, one day I'll repent. We're just trampling his blood. His blood stuck all over our feet. We're just trampling in it. Any worse place to be than that?
It's the worst.
We don't want you to be that.
No,
and you know what's awesome?
I can tell.
The Holy Spirit will help you and give you courage and boldness if you'll decide and say, I got to leave all sin. But if you hold to the sin, the Holy Spirit can't help you. Because God never, there's only one thing in the universe God can't take. You know what that is?
No, what is that?
Your will.
My will, you're right.
That's it. He controls everything else. Gravity, air, your heartbeat, the seasons. He controls everything. He will not control your will. He wants you to hand it over willingly, to love him and follow him. That's what makes it worth it for him. He gave us choice. So you're at the precipice of a great choice right now, and you're even ready. After today, you're even more in trouble. You know why?
Because I've been told the truth.
God said, on Judgment Day, if you die tomorrow and you've held on to your sin, when you leave here, God's going to go, did you meet my messengers? Did they not tell you everything that I wanted you to hear? And you still held to your sin. Guilty.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah, you're right.
Lose your life. Lose your life for Christ. Matthew 10, he says you must lose your life to find it. There's not one thing worth holding on to, not one thing. Elon Musk is going to lose his billions and his fame when he dies, and he's going to be like the bum in the gutter on Judgment Day.
Yeah. No, I know.
And all these fancy, like the football guys, Patrick Mahomes, who claims to be a Christian, they're all going to be at the same level, no matter how famous and popular and rich they are. And so look at your life and realize that God gives you every heartbeat, and he's calling you now to come to him and confess your sin, shed your sin, repent of your sin, turn away from it, and say, Father, I want to follow you. And he gave you people in your life to help you. And if you don't do it,
I see that.
If you don't do it, there's going to be a fiery judgment day. And we don't want you to have that.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
So, you have any questions? I hope the Holy Spirit convicts you heavily. I hope your day is ruined because of this meeting in a good way.
No,
well, good way. I mean, ruined in the flesh and lifted up in the spirit.
Thank you. Yeah, I understand. I don't have any questions. No, I'm going to think about it, you know.
We got thousands of teachings on our website, don'tperish.com. For free, we don't take people's money. We all work and labor to support ourselves.
I'll probably email you guys.
Good. We don't belong
maybe,
that.
Maybe meet some of your younger folks, too.
We're in town right now.
Yeah, I like to meet good people that want to pursue a life in Christ.
Email me. You want to meet my young brothers this evening? We'll be in this town this evening. After that, I can't promise because we'll be rolling out.
I'm going to be out of town. I'm visiting some family, but thank you.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll be rolling out too because we're traveling. I don't know if my wife told you we're
very kind of you guys to do
we're
this.
Van dwellers.
To the kindness of your heart to share the word.
I don't know if my wife told you we're van dwellers.
What is that?
We live in our van, a camper van.
Oh, really? Yeah,
and we sold everything we own. We live in camper vans.
Really?
And we travel the country and preach all over.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
You can see all that on our website, yeah.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
Ponder
it
all.
This has been a spiritual encounter, for sure. Well, I see through it.
And I hope there's a great benefit to it for your soul.
We'll be
praying for you. What's your first name?
David.
David.
My name is David. Thank you, guys.
We'll pray for you, and we'll hope to hear from you, and we hope that you lose this life to follow Christ, because no matter what you're doing with your life, working for money, working for this, doing that, whatever you're doing, it's all corruptible.
Yeah.
Seek that which is incorruptible. Put everything in Christ. It's incorruptible. Man, Jesus said a man profit, if he gains, what does he profit? He gains the whole world. He loses his soul, like Elon Musk, like Patrick Mahomes, like anybody famous, like anybody, like me. What if I just live my whole life doing whatever I want and then I lose my soul? That's just foolishness.
Yeah.
Think for eternity. And definitely stay away from the churches, because see what the churches will do? You know what the churches will do? If you said, you know what, I think I want to seek God, but those people seem a little extreme. I think I'll try this over here. You know what the churches do? The churches tailor a message that scratches your itchy ears and feeds your flesh and tells you, oh, David, you're just fine the way you are. Just come to church on Sunday, put some money in the plate, and you're just fine. We're all a bunch of sinners, and you're okay, David. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says flee your sin, conform your life. You notice we don't look, act, anything like the culture? Why is that? Because the Bible teaches that.
You've renounced all that.
We come out. You got to renounce it all. You know, did you know in Proverbs 6? Well, let me go back up. Homosexuality is a big issue in our country, right? And a lot of the street preachers will say, it's an abomination to be a homosexual. And it is. The Bible says it's an abomination, right? You know what else is an abomination?
Exactly.
Proverbs 6:17, a proud look.
Proud look?
That means if I dress or I do anything, women with jewelry, men with makeup now, women with makeup, no matter what they do, I'm looking good. I look good. That's an abomination to God. Because what was the original sin? Think before even Adam and Eve. Who fell in pride?
Fallen angel.
Satan.
Yeah, pride against...
Pride. Pride is at the root of all sin because we think we know better than God.
I like that.
So watch out for that because, again, it's an abomination.
And the
Bible says what the world highly esteems is an abomination to God. So like things like the Super Bowl, it's an abomination. Sports and politics, it's an abomination. Entertainment, it's an abomination. And Christ says, come out of the world, then go into it and preach. But you got to come out and be cleansed before you can make a difference in people's lives, and they can see the difference. Holiness, without which no one's going to see God. Holiness means to be set apart from the culture.
I see that. I do. Thank you, guys.
Test yourself.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Your name is?
Tupos.
Tupos.
This is my wife, Amen.
Tupos and Amen. Yeah. Nice to meet you guys. Thank you so much for
taking Email us. We'll encourage you long distance.
Sounds good. Yeah, I will. I'll email you guys for sure.
God be praised.